This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, bet on the Boss Man Show. Going to the Big South Conference down to Charleston, South Carolina, to talk to Saad Nimley, the new head coach full time of the Buccaneers, his alma mater down there in Charleston. Saad, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
What's good with you, man? How you doing,
man? Enjoying Atlanta, man. 77 degree morning right now. Got my walk in, so shoot, it's all good, brother.
I feel that.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, how does it feel, man? Had a full-time gig now, being the man at your alma mater, man, and just be able to lead this program and put your spin on it now, brother.
It feels good, you know. To be honest with you, it feels really good. Obviously, I played here. You know, being able to give back in this way is important to me, and I'm very invested in the success of this program, and. You know, I'm just glad to be here. I'm very grateful and glad to be here.
No doubt, man. And I talk about what Coach Barkley did to you, man. I know he had him on the show a few times as well. And Coach Herrera, Coach was a good guest to travel on the show, man. What did he mean to you personally and helping you in your career as a coach and kind of giving you the tips and nuggets you need to step over that one seat, man?
Yeah, Coach, he means a lot, man. I mean, he obviously gave me a start. You know, he gave me an opportunity to play college basketball. And then he gave me opportunity to coach college basketball. So, you know, I'm forever indebted to him in that way, you know. But he's taught me a lot, man, through the years. You know, coached under him for 4 years and some change. And just a lot of stuff He gave me a lot of responsibility early on and increased that responsibility as the years went on. So in a sense, he really prepared me. He really prepared me for this moment.
No doubt. And for you, did you ever envision in your mind getting into coaching when you was playing? Or is this kind of something that's kind of after you got through playing overseas, man, I want to keep staying with the game and start coaching?
Nah, it's something I saw. You know, when you get to college, at least for me, I didn't really know what it is that I wanted to do other than hoop when I first got there. But as I started to mature, get a little older, I think probably my junior year, I knew, coaching was the thing for me. I wanted to stay around the game. You know, being a point guard, you're ultimately a coach on the court. So I just thought it was a fit, and I kind of knew that's what I wanted to do going forward.
And for you, my brother, what's going to be like the pulse of your program for a young man listening to this interview today who want to come play for you in the future? Like, what things are like non-negotiables they got to be about, be a part of your program going forward?
Yeah, I'll probably just touch on two things. The first thing is, you know, our motto, I would say, is EDIG7, EDIG7. It means every day is game seven. So for anybody listening, you know, if you want to be a part of this, you got to treat every day like it's game seven. But it's not just basketball. It's all areas of your life. How you going to handle academics? How you going to handle your nutrition? How you going to handle the weight room? How you going to do all those things? How you going to take care of your body? You got to treat it like it's game seven. And the second thing I'll probably say is choose toughness. You know, that's a big thing in our program too. Whatever it is that you do, you got to choose toughness. It's not, you know, basketball, you know, every possession, you got to choose to be tough, you know, friend that guy in front of you, right? But in life, you got to choose to be tough too. You know, are you going to wait, you know, you have that alarm go off, or are you going to wake up and go to class? Like, there's a lot of opportunities in life if you're going to choose to be tough. You know, as a, you know, one day as a parent, are you going to be tough for your kids? Are you going to do what it is that you got to do? You know, so just those two things, treat every day like it's game seven, and then choose toughness.
And for you, bro, a few trying to, you know, put together a roster here, man, with the portal finally closing yesterday, man. So that's over. So what are you going to look for in guys, maybe a JUCO guy, a high school guy on the court, you know, or find the right fit in the portal for you, man, as you build your roster out, trying to get this thing going in the summer here and in the fall coming up here?
Yeah. We've actually filled out majority of our roster, only got one spot left. But we were looking for guys, first off, that had high character. They got to be a fit in that regard of, you know, kids that do the right things, kids that are about the right things. They have to have, you know, a high level of skill and a high level of IQ and feel. You know, I don't, that's like a non-negotiable for me. You know, you got to be able to think the game, feel the game and things like that. So, and then, you know, guys that's been through some things and that got that, you know, a little bit of toughness to them already. Right. We'll add on to that. But do you have a little bit of that toughness walking through the door? So I'll probably say those things, character, you know, some toughness to them, and then that IQ, feel, skill aspect.
And were you able to get on the court any with your returning guys this spring before classes end and semester? We're in the season of graduations right now, classes are ending. So we had to get on the court some of your guys before this spring here is kind of set the standard for what's coming up in the summertime here for those sessions as well.
Yeah. Our guys, they worked hard, man. We went, I want to say 3 weeks. We gave them a couple weeks off after the season, but we went hard for like 3 weeks, 3 or 4 days a week. And those guys worked, man. They worked, and we're trying to prepare those guys for how we're going to be playing basketball next year, particularly on the offensive end. But, you know, those guys, Tajay Kelly, RJ Johnson, DJ Patrick, those guys really, really got in there and worked hard this offseason.
And how important is it nowadays with the schedule now where you can get them in the summertime, kind of build that chemistry, camaraderie even more with guys coming in new and having the older guys who've been in the program teach the new guys like simple things of where the dining hall is, where we'll go work out. And so having that summertime to build that chemistry and camaraderie and that rapport early, so you're trying to come in the fall trying to force feed it as you get ready for the season in November.
Right. No, it's super important, especially in the climate that we're in today, right? Like everybody's having guys come in, everybody's having guys leave. So, you know, you're really having to start new essentially for most programs in the country. That chemistry is really, really important. Building that early, you know, doing some team activities, you know, having some team meals, having some things to have these guys come closer together outside of basketball. That's going to be a very key thing in the summer for us.
No doubt, man. You're in the Big South, man. It's one of the better mid-major conferences in the country. So talk about that, man, coaching that league, man, and how the quality teams from top to bottom in your league every night when you're trying to prepare to play these teams in your league, man.
Right. This year was probably the most even it was from top to bottom. You know, with the portal has changed things, right? It's not just high school kids coming up like these. You know, everybody in the league, they're getting transfers from higher levels and things like that. So the quality of the basketball has tremendously increased. It's tough, though, man. That, you know, every night, I know back when we played, there's probably a game or two where we kind of walked in and thought we was going to win. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like that anymore. You know, every game's a dogfight. And it doesn't matter how bad a team's playing either. You know, they could beat any team on any given night. So I think it's actually a good thing because you have to stay locked in throughout the entire 16 game schedule. You got to stay locked in. I think that's good for the league.
And now with scheduling in the non-con, so how are you going to approach that now? We're having to play some guaranteed games, of course, to raise money, but do you test them too much, or you kind of get a few wins here or there? You kind of find an even balance between hard and games that you can win. So how are you going to go about scheduling these games now you've been the head coach now?
Yeah, I think you got to find a balance, you know, that balance of, you know, being able to raise money and do some of the things that you need to do to operate at a high level. But at the same time, putting together a competitive schedule that, you know, that gives your guys, you know, a good chance to win. So it's, like I said, it's just trying to find that balance. You know, we do have some things on the schedule. And, you know, you always want to give them a good experience too. You know, with some guys being from some different regions, maybe you want to get them back to where they're from as they get older and things like that. So all of that kind of goes into scheduling. But we're definitely trying to put together a super competitive schedule while also making sure that we meet what we need to meet financially to operate the way we need to operate.
And I'd probably say your two toughest jobs are probably recruiting and scheduling, probably the two things that take up the majority of your time, probably.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's winning and losing right there. You know, every mentor I've had has told me the most important thing is having players. The next most important thing is who you schedule. So I'm just making sure that in year one that we're doing a good job of that and giving ourselves a great chance to be successful.
And off the court, Coach Nimley says also, what's the things you're going to do for your guys for us internships and trying to help them develop themselves off the court? Because you and I both know the game starts for us all at some point in time. So things that you're going to do for helping resources on that regard as they prepare for life after basketball once that time comes.
Right. You know, we're going to have a panel of speakers coming in and kind of talking to those guys about life, like real life things, not, you know, like credit, finances, you know, how to change your time, you know, things to kind of help them prepare for what, you know, the important things in life that they're realistically not thinking about. Because I was there one day, too. I wasn't thinking about those things. But also getting involved in the community, right, with these elementary schools, middle schools, making sure these guys are going out, you know, showing their face in the community, reading to students, getting involved, coaching some of these guys, you know, doing clinics and things like that. So we do have some plans to really get involved in the community and try to help better these guys outside of basketball.
No doubt, man. And for you, man, Coach, like as you taking this journey, man, what's been the like some things you learned about yourself as you went from being an assistant to a head coach now, and as you seem to learn more and more about yourself as being the head guy in charge now? So how's that process been for you, brother?
Yeah, it's been interesting, man. Like you said, you do learn a lot about yourself. You know, and I'm learning every day. You know, I'm kind of soaking it all in. But really, just you know, communication, right? Communication is a big thing, but it's even bigger when you're the last and final voice. And these kids, it comes through their ears a little differently. If I say something, or you know, as an assistant, if I said the exact same words, it resonates differently in their ears. So just kind of understanding that piece, being able to navigate that, being able to choose my words wisely, being able to effectively communicate, because you know. People, you know, these kids also receive things differently. Oh, yeah. Some kids, they receive it and it doesn't bother them. You say the same thing to another kid, it might bother him. So just being able to effectively, not just communicate, but effectively communicate to the different personalities that we have on the team.
No doubt, brother. That's something that I had to learn too as a young host of how to talk to my interns. I can't use the same tactic to be every intern I have. So I learned that on the fly too.
I feel you.
Now for you, man, I know when I was a co-host, I was giving suggestions. I know as a coach, you're giving suggestions. So how was it going from getting professional suggestion maker to decision maker?
Right. it's different. And, you know, you go from giving suggestions to getting suggestions. So just kind of learning how to navigate that because it is different. But yeah, I mean, you know, you get to make the final say. So a lot of it, you know, and that's why, you know, we're the head coaches, because it's going to fall on us ultimately. So just trying to make sure that I'm listening to the suggestions that's being said, but also making sure that I'm making sound decisions for the betterment of our team and our program.
No doubt. And for you, coach, like, does it concern you that guys who play very well for you will probably get tampered with in posts from you, or that guys will be best with your players? Because I feel like, to me, I know we're in the wild, wild west, but I think you should see some respect still amongst everybody to not be actively recruiting other coaches' players in season if they're playing very well. So how are your thoughts about that, knowing that, you know, you might develop a guy and he may bail on you?
I mean, that's one of those things where you just have to adjust to the climate that we're in. You know, I kind of understand. I understand where we're at. So for me, like, the biggest thing is just to have as great a relationships as I can with these kids, and, you know, treat them right, mm-hmm. right by them, give them a great experience. And if a kid wants to leave at the end of the year, then a kid wants to leave. And you can't, at least for me as a coach, you can't get wound up in that because the climate has changed to that. It's back in the day, if a kid would have did that, I could see if a coach takes that hard. You can't take that hard nowadays because it's too common. It's the norm. It's the norm, you know. So if you're getting mad at the norm, you just have to adjust. And ultimately, you know, me and us as head coaches, we have to adjust and understand that is the reality of the climate that we're coaching in today.
No doubt, man. I know I'm a little old school. I just have a respect for people, man. I get it. It's just crazy, man. It's crazy. Got two more for you, man. So, like, down in Charleston, man, in the low country, what, tell us about some cool food spots down there to come eat. We want to come see you all play. What's the cool spot down there to hit up when we get down there, brother?
If I had to put a recommendation, I'd probably say Page's Oak Grill. They got a good brunch. They got a good dinner. You can't go wrong with that. And then on our side of town, we like to take guys to Nigel's. It's like a soul food spot. So that's probably two I'll throw out there. I'm not a big go out to restaurants kind of guy, but those are two that I would throw out there.
No doubt. Last one for you, brother. When you're not coaching and trying to get these guys going, how do you take time for yourself and kind of just decompress a little bit, get away from the game and enjoy your life outside of basketball?
I'll be honest with you, man. That's been hard since I've taken over. I think that's something that I'm still trying to – I still have to get better at is not putting so much time into this. I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you. There's not a lot much going on outside of that right now. But I need to do better in that regard.
Yeah, brother. Hey, I understand, but you're trying to get a program built. I feel you, my God. I understand the grind. Well, brother, man, I tell you what, we're going to be cheering for you, man. I hope I'll see you at the Rock Hill or the Peach Jam or Lake Point. I'll be there. So hopefully we get to know offline and we stay in contact with brother and I'll meet in your corner. So you want to come on the show and talk to the people. I'm here for you. I'm here for you, my guy.
Sounds good. I appreciate you having me on, man.
Anytime, my brother.
Yes, sir. All right, now.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.